Welcome to the Property Elite podcast. I'll be your host, Jen Lehman, chartered surveyor and co-founder of Property Elite. Stay tuned each week for more on industry hot topics, market updates, and new RICS guidance. In today's podcast, I look at four ways you can use the land registry to identify who owns or leases a property or piece of land. This could form part of your due diligence into ownership, tenure, boundaries, lease information, or transaction price. It's an essential skill for all RICS APC and associate RICS candidates and qualified associate RICS surveyors and chartered surveyors across a variety of different instructions. So how can you access the land registry? Head to our website blog, and I've put a link for you to use, which heads you to the e-services section of the land registry. Many firms will have a business account for you to use. If not, you'll need to register as an individual user. Tip one is for map search. Map search is free to use and provides a map of all registered titles in the UK. The Land Registration Act 2002 provided a framework for electronic property conveyancing. All land or property must be registered for the first time if it is sold or mortgaged. Furthermore, all leases must be registered if they are over 7 years. On map search, you can search by street name or postcode and then select the red lined property from the map. Properties or land that are not registered will remain unshaded and you will not be able to click on them. Ownership of unregistered land is usually evidenced via the physical title deeds, which are different to the registered title. When you click on a specific title on map search, details of the title number and address will come up. You can then use these in tips 2 to 4. Tip 2, register view. Once you've identified the title number you're interested in, your next step could be to view the title register at a current cost of £3. We recommend using the PDF view as you can download this for future reference. The title register will confirm the title number, ownership, price paid if available, rights of way, and whether any mortgage has been discharged. If a property has a freehold and a leasehold title or titles available, then you'll need to ensure that you select the correct one. Tip 3 is title plan view. The next step you could take is to view the title plan, showing the location and general boundaries of the property. The cost, again, is currently £3. The exact boundaries and who owns, say, a hedge, wall, tree, or fence between neighbouring properties will generally not be shown on the title plan. Tip 4, finally, is document view. Document view is a charged section of the land registry. In this, you can download various electronic deeds relating to the property, such as leases or charges. If you're trying to confirm details of comparable leasing transactions, then getting hold of the lease in this manner can be an excellent and easy way to verify the details. Thanks for listening to the Property Elite podcast this week. Head to our website to check out our full blog, free and paid support resources and services, free consultation for every single RICS APC and ASOC RICS candidate, and also ask us any questions you have via the website chat blog. See you next week.